Sachet Orla Parabes, Mishnah Tevav, Tavlin, Shal Truma, Bishal Klai, Kara, Shanaflu, Bakadir. If both spices of Truma and spices of Klai, Kara, fell into a dish, Lo Be'elu Kadela Tab, Lo Be'elu Kadela Tab, Minestarbu Vitiblu. Neither one of the two Isurim is enough to give flavor to the dish. Only a combination of both the spices of Truma and the spices of Klai, Kara, give flavor to the dish. Also, Lazarim, Umutr, Lakorna. The dish would be forbidden to not Kornim and would be permitted to Korn. This mission is really similar to the previous mission. The previous mission was talking about sourdough, and this mission is talking about spices, but in effect, it's the same thing. As we learned in the previous mission, as Tanakama holds, that you can combine two different types of Isurim to cause a dish to become Asur. So in this case as well, the combination of Truma and Klai Karim could cause a dish to become Asur. And even though the spices of Truma or the spices of Klai Karim alone is not enough to give flavor to the dish, but since when you combine the two, the dish does have flavor from the Isurim, the dish would be Asur to non-Kornim. And since both Truma and Klai Karim are Asur to non-Kornim, you combine those two Isurim to cause the dish to become Asur. But the dish would be permitted to Kornim. And since Truma is permitted to Kornim, it's only the Klai Karim which is Asur to Kornim. And the Klai Karim alone is not enough to give flavor to the dish, so the dish would be mutter to Kornim. Rabbi Shimon matir lazarim v'lakornim. Rabbi Shimon permits the dish both to Zarim and to Kornim. As we learned in the previous mission, according to Rabbi Shimon, you cannot combine a few types of Isurim to cause a dish to become Asur. Only if one Isur alone is enough to give flavor to the dish would Rabbi Shimon hold the dish would be Asur. But in this case, neither one of the two Isurim is enough to give flavor to the dish. So even though when you combine them, it does give flavor to the dish would be mutter both to Zarim and to Kornim. And now the portion speak out. Why is this mission necessary after we already had the previous mission? And even though this mission is talking about spices, while the previous mission was talking about Seor, but the din is the same by both. So why do we need a separate mission to discuss spices when we could have learned it out from the previous mission that discusses Seor? So the Mefarshim explained that this mission is a bigger chiddush than the previous mission. As in this mission, the spices of Truma and the spices of Klai Karim are not the same type of spice. The spice of Truma is a different type of spice than the spice of Klai Karim. So this mission is telling us the chiddush that even though the spices not only are two different types of Isurim, but they're also two different types of spices, even so, according to the Tanakama, they can be combined to cause a dish to become Asur. And this we cannot have learned out from the previous mission. And in the previous mission, the Seor of Truma and the Seor of Klai Karim was the same min. It was the same type of food. So therefore, we would not know where two different minim, two different types of food, that they can be combined to cause it to become Asur. While the previous mission is a bigger chiddush with regard to Rabbi Shimon. As Rabbi Shimon holds that even though both the Seor of Truma and the Seor of Klai Karim is from the same min, since it's two different types of Isurim, it cannot be combined to cause the dough to become Asur. This chiddush we cannot have learned from this mission. As in this mission, the spices of Truma and of Klai Karim are two different types of spice. So we would think that only were two different types of food would Rabbi Shimon hold we cannot combine two Isurim to cause a dish to become Asur. But maybe if they were the same type of food, even though they're different types of Isurim, Rabbi Shimon would agree that it can combine to cause it to become Asur. So therefore, we learn from the previous mission of the Rabbi Shimon Hall that even where the two types of Isurim are the same type of food, we cannot combine them to cause the dough to become Asur. The pieces of meat of Kachi Kachi and of Pigo and of Noiser together were cooked with pieces of meat of Hetz. And the pieces of meat of Kachi Kachim alone, or of Pigo alone, or of Noiser alone is not enough to cause a Heter to become Asur. As a Heter is enough to be Mavato, each one of the Isurim alone, but not enough to be Mavato, all three Isurim together. And the amount of Heter that is needed to be Mavato the Isur is 100 times of Heter per the Isur. As Kachim has the same sin of Truma, you need 100 of Heter per the Isur. Now, Kachi Kachim are Karbanim, such as Chatzas or Nashim, that the meat is mutter to Kornim and also to non-Kornim. While Pigo and Noiser is also to both Zarim and to Kornim. Pigo was a korban that was shechted when the person who shechted it had in mind to eat the basar after the allotted time for that korban. That anybody who eats the basar is chayev karet. And Noiser is basar from a korban that was left over after the allotted time for that korban. Also Lazarim, mutter to Kornim. The meat would be forbidden to non-Kornim and it would be permitted to Kornim. And this Tanakama is the same Tanakama that we had in the previous Mishnah that holds they can combine a few different types of Isur to cause something to become Asur. So therefore, even though the Hadras are not to be Mavatal, each one of these Isurim separately. But since it doesn't have enough to be Mavatal, all of these Isurim combined, it would become Asur to non-Kohanim. But it would be permitted to Kohanim. As Kachi Kachim is Mutter to Kohanim. It's only the Pigo on the Nicer which is Asur to Kohanim. And the Hadr has enough to be Mavatal, the Pigo on the Nicer. It's only when you combine the Kachi Kachim together with the Pigo on the Nicer would there not be enough Hadr to be Mavatal to Isur. So therefore, it would be permitted to Kohanim. Rabbi Shimon Matzah Lazar B'la Kohanim. Rabbi Shimon permits the meat both to non-Kohanim and to Kohanim, as Rabbi Shimon holds, like we had in the previous Mishnayot, that you cannot combine a few different types of Isur to cause something to become Asur. So therefore, since the Hadr has enough to be Mavatal, each one of these Isurim alone, even though it doesn't have enough to be Mavatal, all these Isurim combined, we would not combine the Isurim to cause it to become Asur. Now, even though the halacha of this Mishnah could have been learned down from the halacha of the previous two Mishnayim, and the halacha of this Mishnah is the same as the previous Mishnayim, even though this Mishnah is discussing meat and the previous Mishnayim was discussing spices and sourdough, but the halacha is the same by all of them. But since this Mishnah is discussing kachim, and kachim are generally more stringent than other things, and you might think that with regard to kachim, Rabbi Shimon would agree with the Tanakhama that he can combine a few different types of Isurim to cause something to become Asur. So therefore, this Mishnah is stated to teach us that even with regard to kachim, Rabbi Shimon is lenient and holds that you cannot combine a few different types of Isurim to cause something to become Asur.